There's only one way to wake up in the morning.
How the heck are you?
Yep, that's it.
Miller?
His like way to the stage is the one that Giddy D. Always wanted that mic one time. Just wanted to introduce Dakota to the stage.
And Moltick.
For those of you that don't know, it's like the big city experience. You know, midday, you go to the museum, the art gallery, or if minor league hockey around the southeast, you know, you go to the ballet.
Southwest Florida's Fox Sports Radio. Broadcasting live from the Kobe Cooling Remote Studios, where it's always cool and comfortable.
Yes! No! Oh, I like
it's up to you now. It's up to you.
I like it.
Now, the best local sports show this town has ever heard. Here's Miller and Moulton.
Top of the morning to you. How the heck are you? A couple minutes past the hour. We are Miller and Moulton. This is Southwest Florida's Fox Sports Radio. We stream this show at millerandmoulton.com. That's also where you can find our Clean Water America podcasts. Thanks to the good folks at Clean Water America for jumping on board. Mention Clean Water America. Mention us to them and say, hey, Brian, I got your sponsor in Miller and Moulton there. Where's my $100 off the new equipment? You know, the purifiers and the stuff. Yeah, where's my money?
And thanks, we have room for more sponsors. We can take away some of Brian's time for Clean Water America. There's availability.
Yeah,
there's plenty of slots on this. We got a whole hour at the end we do on Twitch only.
Right. We are holding up our end of the bargain here. We can fit a few more of you in and still hold up our end of the bargain.
And for that matter, you hear all the advertisements, Tavern on the Bay and Stevie Tomatoes, people open it up. When you're in those places, we ask you to let them know that you heard about them on Miller and Moulton. It does wonders for us, and it makes the sales reps really happy. And I mean, they're dying on the vine too. I mean, no, not like they're having life, and not that life's much better for them, because nobody's advertising for the most part. So those that are, if you listen to our station, please support them. They're spending bucks trying to get you in, and when you do, make sure you let them know you're listening to Miller and Moulton, and that's how you found them. We talked about our poll question yesterday, but something happened last night or yesterday, Dave, that kind of has us going towards today's poll question.
Governor DeSantis announced yesterday, hey, it's ultimately not my call. It's your guys' call, whether as a school, whether as a professional team, or also as a city. But as far as the state's concerned, you can sell every damn ticket to your games. Dolphins, Bucks, Jags, Gators, Noles, Knights, Bulls.
And doesn't that necessarily mean Fort Myers High, Naples High?
Well, in theory, now, obviously, locally, they can say, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. But Governor DeSantis yesterday said, hey, you don't have to use Tallahassee as an excuse. As far as I'm concerned, you could sell all the tickets. Now, the Dolphins immediately came out and said, appreciate it. But for our next home game, we're going to stick with our 13,000 deal. That's what the CDC is saying we should do. And until they say otherwise, that's what we're going to stick with. I am hearing, Mark, however, I am hearing that the Florida Gators are seriously considering opening up the swamp fully for when they host LSU.
You saw how well it helped Georgia by jamming all those people in against Auburn, because if you tell me they were socially distanced in that game, okay.
Well, Mark, each group was socially distant from the next group.
No, they weren't. Unless there was just one group there, David, because that student section, they were on top of one another.
Oh, no, Mark. The spacing doesn't count for the student section.
Oh, okay.
They pay their fees. Okay, you know, I'm talking about for everybody else. The boosters, their group of 12 was socially distant from the next group of 12. There was two empty seats in between both groups of 12, Mark. Or didn't you catch the two empty seats in between the two groups of 12? That's the 26-person row right there. That's how they did it. 12, two empty seats,
okay.
12.
I'm sorry. I, you know what? I just missed that, and that, David, is on me.
But First off, and obviously you do this, you miss sports and politics, don't know what to tell you. It was a governor's decree. There's no way to keep it out of the story. Secondly, and I know we've asked this at various times, but now is now. It's October. The story has advanced, or has it? And it's a fair question. Would you go? The governor's opening it up. It's up to each team and city to decide. But if they decide, like, let's just say the Gators decide, hey, if 90,000 of you want to come to see us beat LSU, have at it. Would you go?
When's that game?
Mid-October, I believe.
It's a little early for me because I do not attend outdoor events in Florida until November, unless I know what the weather is going to be like well ahead of time. It's not the COVID or the people that I'm scared of. It's that many people and how much I'm going to perspire
watching.
I think it's
next week.
Yeah,
I think it's 9 days. Come on, Mark. Come on. How soft have you gotten? It's officially mid-October.
Right, it'll be 95 degrees. But that's not, first off, it used to be mid-October when the weather broke around here. Anybody who's lived here for any amount of time knows it's now Halloween. So that's the first reason. I'm not scared of COVID. I'm scared of dripping all over myself for 4 hours. It's going to be a 3:30 game. If it was an ESPN game, I'm in.
It probably will be because the primetime game's Georgia-Alabama. So it will be a 3:30 game, I believe.
Yes.
Or maybe it's a noon game. I don't know anymore. I don't. I just know when the CBS games are.
I will say, based on our Twitch chat room, David, we kind of talked about this leading up to the segment when we were in break. I don't think there's one of them that would go. And, they're pretty active. The 40 to 50 people that are in here every day are pretty active in chatting. And I haven't seen one of them that said they would go. And the other point, Spitz on Sports, who's in here every day, said, some of these teams can't even sell the limited amount of tickets that are available. What makes you think that when they go from 13,000 to 38,000 or 58,000, that they'll be able to sell them? And Spitz, it's a great question. I think it's a fantastic question. It's an unknown. But we're going to find out this football season because these games in attendance are going to keep increasing as we get closer to the end of the season.
Well, there's a part, if I was running an athletic department, here's my big concern about this year. Mark, it's the reverse of why the newspaper industry is struggling. Once you give away your product for free, people won't pay for it. When you come back around and go, turns out we're going to have to charge for this. They're like, yeah, I don't know what to tell you. You gave it to me for free. Well, Mark, if we're keeping fans home this year, if we're keeping them away from the stadium, do they turn around next year when it's time to renew their tickets and go, I don't know about you, but last year worked fine for me sitting at home. Work okay for you? Do we need to go back?
It's because how many diehards?
$3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $10,000. Are you sure? What do you say? From now on, we do it on the couch. We'll tailgate. We'll go to your house 1 week. We'll go to mine the next. That's how we'll tailgate. So that's the big risk here. That's why, as a school, schools want to open up as soon as possible because, Mark, you marketed sports forever. I mean, once people get in the habit of not coming, it's tough to get them back.
Oh, there's no doubt. I mean, it was the old adage that, you retained 80% of your season ticket holders, huh? That's great. No, it's not, because once every 5 years, you got to redo the whole thing. And trust me, when you're trying to sell minor league hockey tickets, that's not as easy as it sounds, even with a popular team. And, the Blades are still doing fine, but they're not where they were. Sooner or later, it happens. And that's a sport that's so much better in person, and there's only one way to get it, live. So to the football side of it, David, I think, you've been on this for a decade.
I have.
This COVID has zero to do, it has a lot to do, but David was on this 10 years before COVID was ever around and saying, why am I going to games and spending all this money? And now with how obnoxious an NFL game can be, we're really going to spend all this money and time. But David, I listen to, you and I both will listen to Pat occasionally. The diehards on the NFL Network, man, after week one, listen to some of these people call in and the place that they were in mentally by not being able to go to a game, wow, I was floored. But, you know, again, such a niche market. How many of those diehards are really out there? And how many people that had season tickets and, like you said, enjoy their experience from home will stay there?
So let's just specifically, because I think the two stadiums that have the chance of opening up at full capacity sooner than the rest are the Gators a week from Saturday host LSU. The Bucks a week from Sunday host the Green Bay Packers. Now, think about that. Tampa right now is hot. They've got Tom Brady. There's been 17 people in the area who have been allowed to see Tom Brady play football in a Bucks uniform. And right now they're in first place. And they're going to be no worse than tied for first, no matter what happens in the game tonight. So, Mark, put it this way. If you had to play guess the attendance, you know how we used to play guess the network with John?
Wow.
Guess the attendance. The Gators decide they're going to open it up fully for the LSU game. Now, here's the caveat right now. And if I'm the Gators, I need to change this. We pointed this out a couple weeks ago. They raised their ticket prices once COVID hit because they were only going to sell about 15,000
right.
tickets. So they
right.
were trying to get as much money from those 15,000 as possible. Gators tickets right now are an arm and a leg. One, I think you got to bump those tickets back down. If
Absolutely.
You're going to open the state. That's number one. But number two, Mark, and here we go. As of right now, I don't think they'd allow tailgating. Now, we can get into, does that make any sense?
None whatsoever.
If you're going to allow 90,000 people to sit next to one another cheering at a football game, you might as well open up the parking lot, too.
Well,
but
how
I'm
can
just
you
telling
not, I mean,
you.
David, how do you have a game without opening the parking lot? And how are you going to properly
I understand,
have
but I'm just telling you. I'm just telling you that right now we have expensive tickets and no tailgating. Okay, so I'm just saying that to me, if you want to put as many people in that stadium as possible, got to reduce the price of the tickets. And, hey, if you're coming, you get to tailgate in the parking lot also. And, Mark, I don't just mean park in the parking lot. Obviously, they got to park somewhere. But there's a difference between parking and tailgating. And Mark, how many people that you know, all right, who, if I can tailgate, and make a day of it. I mean, Mark, you were married one time into a big college family.
Yep.
Going to the Georgia game the seven times a year that they could go. They wrapped their whole fall was wrapped around those seven dates, and weekends were planned and the whole deal. Okay. And so you know. All right. And when you went to the Georgia Notre Dame game, you were able to go through the parking lot and bump into some of your old family
yes.
and say hi to them and what have you.
Ran into the ex-wife. It was a joy.
But if they can't tailgate, is that Saturday afternoon as special to them? The
no.
answer is no.
No.
And then it becomes a matter of, will you, if I can't tailgate, will I even go?
Okay, but first off, you know where you can't tailgate this year? Sanford Stadium. They said tailgate wasn't allowed, but gatherings were. They're going to slip through this. I mean, come on, David. Like I love where you're at, and you're right. You're actually speaking what the you know what the rule of the law is right now. But Georgia did say no tailgating, but we'll allow family gatherings. Explain to me what the difference of those two is, and then we can move forward with this discussion. Because if you think, you know, I'm going to take it back to the Blades. One of the big mistakes that I think the Everblades made is that they did not allow tailgating. It was done entirely because the food and beverage director felt it was costing her department money. And we used to police the parking.
Oh, the parking lots. Oh, I know.
And it was a joke. And people hated it. Hated it. And I think it cost the team fans over the years. Finally, they said no tailgating. But they quit policing it. They basically right. said, pour your, you know, even for concerts, they don't allow tailgating. But if you pour your beer in a cup and you're not blatant about it, they let you do it. They're not going to let you pull out a big green egg, but they might let you have a little grill. And they might let you have a little food. But don't be doing shots off the hood of your car. And but I mean, come on, at some point, can we be reasonable and still tailgate? Because if you're telling me there's 88,548 people that are allowed by the stadium capacity into the swamp. If they were to fill that, it would be impossible to police the grounds in Gainesville to stop people from tailgating, first of all. They don't have the manpower. And they don't care anyhow. I mean, let's be honest. This is happening because, I mean, DeSantis has given them the green light. If they're yes. doing it, then, in your words, David, are we going to do this?
Well, I know somebody, like, the University of Florida has not announced that they're opening it up for the LSU game. But the whispers are out there. And remember, as Mark, as you well know, there's more than two, three people that have to get involved to make a decision like this. And also, I mean, you got to hire security. You need staff, the whole deal. So when people start getting on the phone saying, hey, you available a week from Saturday? I think we're back to normal beginning LSU. And so that word's starting to get out. So the feeling is that Florida is going to open things up for the LSU game. If you're the Tampa Bay Bucks, you've got Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers coming to town. Brady Rodgers, that unless they play in the Super Bowl later on in the season in Tampa, going to be the last time they play one another. Unless Tampa and Green Bay both finish first and they can play one another next year because of scheduling.
Well, they wouldn't play in the Super Bowl. They would play in the NFC championship or somewhere in the playoffs. Bad. But your point taken.
It's early.
And right now, the odds are they're both going to be first place. Little jab at the Saints there. Just a little one, David.
Just a little one.
Just a little one.
Keep them honest. And as Spitz on Sports pointed out in our Twitch chat room, you know, Wisconsin is shut down. No fans at Lambeau right now. And they announced for the foreseeable future because Wisconsin's having a big second spike of COVID. And as he said, listen, if you get the word out, Bucks, that you're selling that whole stadium, he goes, you may have 20,000 people from Wisconsin drive down I-75 for this game that they can't wait to see their team play. That if your fan base goes, I don't know if I'm a little queasy, he's like, I think Packers fans will fill the rest of the stadium for you.
There's no doubt it would be interesting. So I have the question worded this way, David, and tell me if you're fine with it. Yesterday, Governor Ron DeSantis said teams could have full capacity at games. The Gators are considering it for the LSU game. Would you go to the Swamp for Gators and Tigers at full capacity?
There you go.
Is that it? All right.
Yeah.
So we've got ourselves a poll question. We've got ourselves a sponsor. One day we'll have a sponsor for the poll question, and we'll be just swimming along.
I mean, think about it. Could put a sponsor on the poll question. Could put it on today was the day when. Can put it on the good, the bad, and the ugly. Can put it on the starting five. I mean, there's plenty of opportunity for love on this show. I mean, we are not haters, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow.
The love fest continues
right here. Miller and Moulton, look at that.
We're a couple of broad-shouldered guys, okay? We're huggers. We are. We're huggers. We're not fighters. Honestly, it's all part of the second act.
PVO, baby. PVO.
Today was the day when, speaking of that, coming up in about 25 minutes, Joe Theismann coming up at the top of the hour. My guess is he will have a very strong opinion about Ron Rivera's not benching, demoting. If you want, get the hell out of town.
Kicking Haskins to the curb yesterday.
Right.
I will. Like I said, Ron told everybody on Saturday that this could happen.
Well, you knew Haskins was in big trouble when all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Sunday morning on the talk shows, ESPN and NFL Network are reporting Dwayne Haskins has to have a good game or he's in danger of being benched. Wow, I wonder where those reporters got that information from.
And as we know from Pat Kerwin, Ron comes on his show every week, has for years. NFL Network people love Ron Rivera because win or lose, always shows up and does his interviews. Before the cancer, Ron Rivera was far and away everyone's favorite head coach because of how he treated the media. Now he has cancer. You can amplify that by 10. The guy's getting treatment in the damn locker room before games. What he is doing to just coach is remarkable. And so, yes, that came right out of Ron just probably sent a group text to 10 or 12 people that he really likes in the media.
Or he did it a little more slyly, in which he told somebody, hey, go out and find the two reporters. They won't be hard to find. They're the only two we're literally allowing in the stadium these days. We're not even allowing the network reporters on the field. Go find the two that are in the building at 9 a.m. All right, just get the word out. Haskins better be Brett Favre today or else. Miller and Moulton. So the poll question's up, and you can find it at millerandmoulton.com, for that matter. Governor DeSantis has opened the doors and said, hey, if you want, go watch your damn sports. And the Gators are thinking about it. Hey, you know, we got LSU coming. We might be able to sell 90,000 tickets. You know, we're pretty good this year. We're thinking about it.
As Jeff in Iowa says, so now we're literally filling the swamp. Is this a metaphor? No, this is an actual question. This is not a metaphor.
No, Jeff, do not mix politics with sports here. This is just college football in the South. That's all it is.
Of course, the poll question does have at Ron DeSantis' Twitter account in it. So I don't know how we're not mixing politics and sports, because I'm actually hoping for a retweet out of the governor.
A comment and a retweet would be spectacular.
Got one from Kay Adams, and she's way better than the governor.
Well, that's the highlight of your week.
Oh, my good week.
You got a comment and a retweet.
One of the best things that's happened to me in 2020.
Goodness, I mean, that was Mark's Elizabeth Shue moment right there. Miller and Moulton, thanks to the good folks at Clean Water America for sponsoring this fine show, and thank you so much for listening on Southwest Florida's Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Miller and Moulton podcast. How would you like an opportunity to advertise to this very loyal, smart, and dedicated audience? Reach out to either David or I. Mark at MillerandMoulton.com. David at MillerandMoulton.com. It's that simple, easy, and inexpensive opportunities to get a hold of our podcast audience, our Twitch audience, and our radio audience. Find us directly. Mark at MillerandMoulton.com. David at MillerandMoulton.com. Or simply throw us a DM on Twitter. Thanks.
No. This is Miller and Moulton.
On a Twitter set the fly one.
Minutes past the hour. Thanks so much for being with us, Miller and Moulton. Whether it be on Southwest Florida's Fox Sports Radio, whether you take us with you via the MillerandMoulton.com streaming on your phone or on your computer, or whether or not you are watching us on the Miller and Moulton channel on twitch.tv. Our poll question, Governor DeSantis yesterday said, hey, as far as I'm concerned, open up the gates. Let as many people into these stadiums as you can. And the Gators are considering it for a week from Saturday when they host LSU. Would you go to the swamp for the Gators and Tigers at full capacity? Our choices are yes, and no flipping way.
But don't you think that the no's, David, are just that? I mean, the yeses are, and I think I'm one that I'm a yes, but I'm not jumping up and down fired up to say yes. But the no's are, and trust me, flipping was really meant to be another word. And I know everybody's taking, that's how it was meant to be. Because that's how I got that out of our Twitch chat room. Because these folks are like, are you nuts? I'm not going to that game.
The only nitpicking change I would make to the poll question is I would put an exclamation point next to the yes. I would have the enthusiasm for the yes match the enthusiasm for the no flipping way. But right now, no flipping way winning by 3-1. It's early. It's very early. These are early returns. These are some rural counties that are coming in first.
Probably should have done this for a UCF game because we know how loyal all of you sent flat fans are.
Wow. You hadn't done that in a couple days. You just felt that. See, you got a good night's sleep. You're feeling good about yourself. All right.
My sleep number is 40.
You're feeling as sarcastic, as spry, as chipper as you could be right now. And for a Thursday, you know, I mean, come on, you're of the age now. You don't feel this good this late in the week. So for you to feel this good on a Thursday, you're like, wow, I'm going to make it through the whole weekend this week.
Hey, it's been a long week, and this morning I felt so good because I finally got that first good night of sleep, David, of the week. And I'm like, I woke up this morning going, what is today, Tuesday? It's Thursday, man. We're home. Let's get this sucker going. I am ready.
479-5551, 479-5551 is the Williamson Brothers Marine and Roofing text line. That's how you can chime into the show. If you are watching us, and I don't believe we're on Facebook and or YouTube at the moment, we give you a tease in the first half hour of the show, and then we make you switch over to our Miller & Moulton Twitch.tv channel. But you can always chime in there in the Twitch chat room and let us know what you are thinking.
And by the way, in the Williamson Brothers Marine talking text line, the sentiment is very much the same as what we're getting on Twitter and in the Twitch chat room. Would not go to the swamp. TV, good beer, and a clean bathroom works for me. Only with full PPE is what I hear from someone else. And finally, I've got one yes vote. I would go to UFLSU.
And obviously, it's interesting in these parts because, let's face it, you know, our audience is over 2-1. Republican, you know, red state, Trump country, if you will. And Republicans during this outbreak have been more publicly inclined to get out and about. I mean, as I have commented, traveling for the last month, most of the rest of the country, it's mandatory wearing masks everywhere you go. Mandatory. And obviously, there have been communities in Southwest Florida who have just talked about making it mandatory to wear a mask. And there have been, you know, protesting in the streets, just considering it. And I think there was only one community in our neck of the woods that actually, I think it was Sanibel, that passed you must wear a mask. Every time they had a public vote, it was voted down.
They did, and I know that's because I'm taking off for a little weekend getaway to Sanibel Captiva and made restaurant reservations, and they were very quick to say, hey, just so you know, you got to wear a mask, not at your table, but despite what's going on around the rest of Florida, we have mask rules in place here. So, but I don't know. I've not heard with any of these. Now, they're having some fans at games. Are they making the Dolphin and Bucks fans wear masks?
I don't know. I see. To me, I would think so, which, of course, then begs the question, and it's a legitimate one. If you're making everybody wear masks, can't you fill all the seats? I mean, you know, these are fair, common sense questions. Would that change anybody's mind, by the way? If the University of Florida says, hey, we're going to sell all the tickets, you all have to wear a mask, though. I mean, it's not like, and like, it's been pointed out on a few airlines, you can't just wear the shield. Also, like, somebody tried to get on the flight I was on yesterday, and they had a shield. And they're like, oh, you can wear the shield if you want, but you got to wear a mask under it. Oh, okay. And so they provided this person with a mask, and he wore the mask. He thought the shield would be enough, and they said, no, actually not for us. So, but.
Did get a comment on the Williamson Brothers Marine talking text line that says, no doubt I am going to a game when the chance comes along. None of my friends are Republicans, and we're all young and dying, in all caps, very funny, to get to some games.
Well, in our Twitch chat room, all right, JK says, we originally had 12 tickets for the Dolphins and Chiefs games that got refunded. I would not go to the swamp, but if Miami or Tampa fully opens back up and my group still wanted to go, I would be in.
And he's a Chiefs fan, obviously, because they're both playing the Chiefs, so that's his reason behind it. So, and it almost really is, you know, we said, I like that we did UFLSU, because I try to think that most of people listening are big sports fans, and at least really big football fans. And we all have our favorite team. But I'm not giving you South Carolina at Tennessee. I'm not giving you either of the directional schools in an AAC game. I'm giving you the Gators and LSU. That's a premier college football game. It's a great atmosphere, yep. Nationally televised. So even if those aren't your teams, and I get it if you're a dog or if you're an Alabama fan, I get it. But outside of that, as someone who's a Big Ten fan, to go to a game between LSU and Florida, I would think the sports fan would go, ooh, I'm in. That's a sexy game. That's got some meat on the bone there.
So, especially since this is, you could argue, I know the Florida team in 2012 was number two in the country at one point, but I think you could say this is Florida's best team since Urban and Tebow were trying to go back-to-back in 08-09. I mean, this is their best team in over a decade. So, you know, this team's got a real shot to make the playoff and compete for a national championship.
Gail says she'd go to a game in a heartbeat, NFL or college. That's what I'm talking about. That's the fan that's just saying, damn it, I want to go to a game. And, you know, I could have done this poll question a little differently because we did a lot on Eddie Van Halen dying in our show yesterday. And I have been watching concert videos throughout the pandemic. I've been watching music documentaries. I'm a music junkie. If the question was, what would you rather go see first, a concert, a live concert, or a sporting event? Like right now, if Hertz Arena had anybody I liked, I would buy tickets so fast, I don't care if they put 10,000 people there. If Chris Stapleton's show, which I think is going to be in November, that got canceled in July, if that happens, I can't wait to go. Like, I'm not as excited about a sporting event because I do, like a lot of people say, I enjoy watching the games at home. I get more out of it, particularly doing what I do for a living, being able to watch multiple games at home. But the live music experience is only in the venue. You can watch as many concerts on TV and all these cool things that these musicians are doing and even some of these drive-in concerts, but there's no way to me, David, that that compares to the intimacy, whether you're in the garden or whether you're in a bar watching a live band. It is something that I probably have come to realize that I've missed more in this than anything else. Because sports, by and large, we get on the tube.
Ditto, Mark. Ditto. Cannot wait to go to my next concert.
Right.
Cannot wait to just even amongst my travels to be in a hotel bar in which there's music.
Well, like you're in Chicago right now. I mean, right. Tonight after this game, you should be heading down to go watch Blues until 2 in the morning and get to do the show at 4 in the 5 in the morning tomorrow morning and be cross-eyed. if you know yep. what I mean. The one time I've actually went out in Chicago was many, many years ago. I mean, we stayed at a bar till 4 a.m. watching Blues, and I'm like, this is just awesome. And that's what you should be able to do tonight, but you can't. And that sucks.
No doubt. No doubt about it. 479-5551, Williamson Brothers Marine and Roofing text and talk line, 479-5551. Our poll question at millerandmolton.com. Governor DeSantis has opened the state up if they are so inclined. It's not mandated, but he has said, hey, the state's not putting any limits on attendance at any games. You guys can sell every single ticket. Bucks, Dolphins, Jags, Gators, Noles, Canes, Knights, Bulls, you name it. And for that matter, I think that would apply all the way down to the high schools, right? But the local communities have to, and the teams have to open things back up. The Dolphins have said, at least for their next home game, they will not. The Gators are seriously considering opening up the Swamp for the LSU game a week from Saturday. And our poll question is, if they did it, would you go? And as was pointed out in our Twitch chat room, and I knew this and forgot it at the moment, but the NFL has mandated that if you go to a game, you must wear a mask.
That's right.
That came from down from the NFL. And while there's been limited, you know, crowds, to say the least, at the games that I've been to this year, everyone has had a mask. So, and I don't know if that would change things for you as to whether or not you would go or not, but, and we are, Mark, as you pointed out, we are finding a lot of people saying this is the danger. This is why if I was running the tickets for, you name the team, this scares the blank out of me because we all know how into, you know, we get into our habits. I mean, just whether it's drinking soda, eating a certain food or not, you know, smoking, you know, drinking, whatever. Once we get into a habit, it is tough to break it. And when you're in a habit of going to the games and all of a sudden it is broken for you, you adjust. I mean, come on now. How many of us have loved going into the office? And now how many of us work from home? And when the time comes that they're going to open up the office again, Are we all going to run back to the office? I think at first we may want to see everybody. But once that rubs off and you realize, you know, I never did like the person in the cubicle next to me to begin with.
Ain't that the truth?
How many of us are going to go back to working at home off a laptop? So, and you're running the risk. And that's why if I'm the University of Florida, I get, and Mark, don't you think that the Gators were maybe inspired by seeing the Auburn-Georgia game Saturday night?
Oh, there's no doubt. That they did saw that, a lot went, for oh, football wow. in the South, everyone.
Wait a minute. 50% capacity. Everybody looked like they're having a good time. They didn't have any trouble selling tickets. Huh. Wow. This might not be a bad idea. And the one thing I've said this from the very beginning. You don't have to go if you don't want to. You know, we've joked for years about this show. It's free.
That's why I have a little out of body experience this week on during one of the commercial breaks when basically I'm like, are you serious? You're going to tell us how stupid we are? Then turn it off.
Right. The show's free. Hey, you don't have to go. I mean, and think about it even further. You're paying money to go. So you're making the decision to go and you're even paying to go. And so no one's obviously forcing you to do that. I mean, the one thing I will say, I'm pretty sure every major team in this state, Mark, has adopted the attendance policy of, hey, if you want a refund for this year, you get a refund and you don't lose your place in line either. We get it. For a variety of reasons, we get it. Financially and health-wise, if you don't want to or can't go to the games this year, we totally get it. You don't lose your place in line. You can buy these same tickets again next year. We'll refund your money, refund your donation. We get it. We do. So nobody's holding anybody hostage here from a ticket standpoint. Some of them thought about it for about an hour and opted against it. So would you go? That's our poll question. Because this is now, this could become a real thing in a week. It's been hypothetical up until yesterday.
And look, I love what David said at the start of this. If Florida comes out and just, they kind of sense the atmosphere and say, all right, we can do this. However, we had a big resistance to the huge ticket prices for the limited capacity. What are we selling the tickets at? Is it going to be normal price? Do we even have to, dare I say, discount the ticket a little bit to entice people to want to come? I don't think they will have to. I actually think the college fan is way different than the limited capacity for pro fan. If they do it at a regular ticket price, I think most Gator fans will go, particularly because it's LSU. Now, it'd be a whole different story if it was a, you know, one of the normal opponents that they have on their schedule that plays Florida in Jacksonville, which, by the way, leads to the next question. If they're going to open up the swamp for the Gators and the Tigers, what are they going to do with the cocktail party in November?
They haven't done it yet. I'm hearing they're going to make it 50%. By the time that game is played on November 7th, I'm hearing capacity is going to be 50%, which really means 25 and 25, remember, because they split it in half. So, you know, how many tickets are we talking about here? I mean, for Bull Gators and for whatever it is the big booster club for Georgia is known as, okay, that's only about 20,000 tickets. But you got to make the time and financial commitment also. If you're going to go, you got to go, at least especially for Georgia fans. You got to go. You got to travel. You got to stay overnight for a couple nights, the whole deal. But I'm hearing by the time that the cocktail party takes place, it's going to be 50% of the stadium.
Interesting. And it's not Halloween weekend this year.
No, it's the week after. It's the week after.
Might be meeting somebody in Jacksonville for this one.
If you're DeSantis, and I don't think this played into it, but this was a question that we threw out there 3-4 weeks ago. We wondered about the NFL. What are you going to do about the Super Bowl? Because remember, where is it located this year? It's in Tampa. So to me, this is also a bit of a, like Major League Baseball's doing something interesting. They want fans at their World Series. Now, they're not going to let you know, they're not going to pack the place, but they're talking about maybe selling 15, 20,000 tickets for a World Series game. Remember, it's at a neutral location. I mean, this could be Rays Dodgers in Texas. And but if you were a diehard Rays fan, I mean, it's only the second time they've ever been in the World Series. No guarantee you're ever going to be in it again. Would you go and go to three games?
And I think just a matter of people in Texas would go. I think this is an interesting point that Footin' Fan put up, that the Gators have the advantage of being in Gainesville. I'm sure the City Fathers of Gainesville are much more in tune to the economy and trying to get those hotel rooms filled. But there's no way in Tampa, Orlando, or Miami that the team gets to play with an open stadium. I don't know if there's no way, but I think your point about Gainesville, Footin' Fan, is right on. These college towns are getting destroyed right now.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, it's the mom and pops in all these towns, in Athens, Georgia, Athens, Ohio, Gainesville, I mean, all across the country, these little places are getting crushed. And Footin' Fan, I think you're right on. For a Saturday to put 80,000 people in Gainesville and let these businesses have one day, I think the city fathers of Gainesville, the city mothers of Gainesville would all jump on board for that. I think it's an excellent point.
Now, I got to admit, Mark, and we got a break here, but I don't think they'd sell all 88,000 tickets. I really don't. Even if they reduce the prices, I don't. I think they'd sell 60, but I don't think they'd sell 88,000. The other end of the spectrum, Dandy Coins in our Twitch chat room. Social responsibility extends beyond the game, and legalizing immorality does not stop the consequences. So I think it's fair to say.
Way too heavy for me.
It is, but I think that's a no-flipping way. I think that qualifies in our poll question.
Well, we'll go back to when fans were allowed at games and no one seemed to care at rock concerts or stadiums next, because it's today was the day when we didn't have to worry about COVID. We didn't have to worry about anything. It was glorious. Wow. And we'll talk about that next. Miller and Moulton, thanks so much for listening and watching at twitch.tv/Miller and Moulton. Mark Miller here. Thanks for listening to the podcast. If you're listening, we know you like the show, and we thank you for that. We're asking another favor, however. Go to twitch.tv/Miller and Moulton. Follow and subscribe to our page. You can watch the show daily and interact with both David and I during the commercial breaks. Plus, we give you a bonus Twitch hour every day from 9 until 10. Go to twitch.tv/Miller and Moulton and subscribe to our Twitch page. We'd really appreciate it.
No. This is Miller and Moulton.
You're live.
Mark, a very interesting topic was brought up in our Twitch chat room. So if you've paid $79 to have your cardboard cutout in a seat in the swamp, and now they start selling the tickets, what happens to your seat? Do you get to keep it? Do people have to sit around you? You know, these are the questions that only Miller and Moulton bring up.
It's what we try to provide for you. This type of riveting sports talk that should take Miller and Moulton to the next level.
Right. We're bigger than Buffalo.
Yeah, there is a chance tonight of a Twitch-only, more of a Miller show than a Miller and Moulton. David's going to join me. I'm still waiting for the green light from Twitch. And I've not heard yet. But if that happens, they're doing a whole sports thing that we may be doing a 6 to 8 show. David's going to pop on for a little bit. He's got this other job that actually pays real money tonight that he's going to pay a little bit of attention to, as opposed to this show, which pays very little money, and the Twitch, which pays even far less money. But I've turned into Moulton in Act 2. I'm just working for free, gang. Just working for free.
Would be nice for the Twitch folks to make up their mind. The show only starts in about 10 hours.
Yeah. Still waiting to hear.
Time now for
Miller and Moulton's Today Was the Day When, giving you the history of today's date so you're a beacon of useless knowledge around the office.
Useless, but a lot of fun to talk about.
This is Today Was the Day When, Fox Sports Radio and FoxSportsFM.com.
We start today in 1818, David, because today two English boxers are the first to use padded gloves in a bout. Now, they would still bare-knuckle box for another 80
for
or so
day and
years.
A half. Right.
But we finally put the gloves on. Shortly thereafter, there was a hockey game in which they dropped the gloves. In 1927, the second 100 years silent short film was released that would star Stan Laurel and Oliver Hardy, the first time that they would ever appear together as a team. 1942, for all the really old people out there, I'm giving you old comedic duos. If you're under the age of 40, you have no idea who the hell I'm talking about right now. But in 1942, Abbott and Costello launched their weekly radio show.
I loved Abbott and Costello.
I used to get, you know, that was like, there was the one channel that had the cartoons on Saturday mornings, and then the other channel that you got some of the old stuff, that you got like the Three Stooges and the Abbott and Costello stuff. So, yeah, I mean, come on, still solid. 1950, 70 years ago, the Browns and the Steelers played for the first time. If I were just to say out there quickly who won, I think you're all going to say the Steelers.
No, the Browns were great then. The Steelers were a train wreck.
30-17, Browns win. 1956 would be the Don Larsen perfect game against the Brooklyn Dodgers in Game 5 of the World Series. 1971, this guy named Lennon released this song you may have heard of. It's called Imagine.
And up until Roy Halladay threw the no-hitter in the playoffs against the Reds, Larsen's perfect game had remained baseball's only playoff no-hitter.
And since 1971, I don't know if anybody's written a better song. 1973, NLCS, your Mets and the Reds, and a Pete Rose, Bud Harrelson mini brawl starts.
Yep, dust up at second base.
Shocker. Pete slid hard into somebody and started a little brouhaha? Boy, that seems really, that's never happened, David.
It was a best of five, and the Mets upset the Reds 3-2 to go to the World Series. That was the big red machine, one playoff disappointment after another for a couple more years.
Thought Seth may be in here because he was working in Alabama today. I left this in just for him. 1982, the first New Jersey Devils victory. They beat the Rangers 3-2 at the Meadowlands. 1989, the A's beat the Jays 4-3 to move to the World Series. You remember those A's teams. They were kind of fun.
People forget the Jays were really good in the late 80s. They couldn't get over the hump, but they were really good.
95, Marino breaks Tarkington's career completions record. And also in 95, Edgar Martinez drives in the tying and winning runs to rally the Mariners to a 6-5 win in the bottom of the 11th to beat the Yanks and win the division series.
Griffey scoring from first on what was really a long single.
And in 2018, just 2 years ago, Drew Brees became the all-time leader in passing yards, breaking Peyton Manning's record. And Brock Holt from the Red Sox becomes the first MLB player to hit for the cycle in a postseason game when Boston drubbed the Yanks 16-1. If you were born today, you share your birthday with Pepper Rogers, with Jesse Jackson, Chevy Chase, Johnny Ramone, Sigourney Weaver, Awesome Bill from Dawsonville, and Matt Damon is 50 years old today. And David, that is today was the day when.
How old's Bill Elliott?
He is 65. Miller and Moulton. Joe Theismann is next. Thanks for listening, Fox Sports Radio.
We are Fox Sports!